Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. We are returning again today to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And if you were with us yesterday, you know that we have come to a short section on the subject of wisdom. And Paul is very intent on helping the Corinthians have a true understanding of wisdom, what it is, where it came from, and how to acquire it. This is important. And so he deals with it in verses 18, 19, and 20 when he says, "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile." And so he's telling us about the source of true wisdom in verses 19 and 20, and then the path to true wisdom in verse 18. And I've taken these in reverse order because I think it's helpful to look at them in that way. First of all, the source of true wisdom in verses 19 and 20, and then when we understand where true wisdom came from, we can trace the path to finding it. How do we acquire this wisdom? And for that, we have to go back to verse 18. So that's the path of study that we're going to take on this Tuesday, June 22. We're glad that you are with us. We're thankful that some of you have helped us financially so that we can continue teaching God's Word on this station. The source of true wisdom. And he states where wisdom comes from, first of all, and then he documents what he just said. But we're back to the statement of truth, or the origin of truth in verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. God sees as folly what people in the world think is wisdom. Now, who do you think is right? Is God wrong, or are people wrong? What people in the world think is wisdom, God evaluates as foolishness. You are wrong. You think that's wise. In another place, Paul talked about those who, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. When you ignore God, and ignore the Word of God, in other words, ignore the wisdom which God has given to us. He has deposited a certain amount, a certain segment of wisdom with us, and if we will accept that wisdom as coming from God and being totally accurate, and then use that wisdom to evaluate everything else in this world, then we will come to a proper conclusion. We will evaluate things correctly. We won't traipse off into folly. We will expand our understanding of wisdom because we are guided by the light of God's Word, which is, in fact, the wisdom of God which He has given to us to enable us to explore everything else in life and to understand it correctly. the Bible doesn't tell us everything about mathematics. There are a few things in the Bible that pertain to that, but the Bible is not a book of mathematics. The Bible is not a book of biology, although there are a lot of interesting biological concepts that are in the Bible and so forth. The Bible is not a book of chemistry, though there are some principles that apply. But the point is this, the Bible is a book of divine wisdom, and it reveals things to us that we can only know by revelation. We can only know them by the God who created this world. Yesterday in the broadcast, I traced this back to the idea of creation. The Bible tells us how this universe came to be here, where it came from. There's no way we could know that except by revelation. God had to reveal that to us because we weren't there when the world was created, so we didn't see how it was done, and we can't really know where it came from, how it came into existence, except by God, the one who did it, the one who was there, telling us. But some very smart people, humanly speaking, with advanced degrees, study the material universe that we live in, and they learn a great many things about it. But they go beyond what they can legitimately study, which is what is here, what is before them, what they can analyze because they have it in their possession. They can look at it under a microscope. They can subject it to various tests. But they insist on going beyond what they can legitimately study and draw speculative conclusions about where this material came from, this whatever it is that they are studying. And so they very proudly and dogmatically tell us a theory of how all of these things came to be, ignoring the revelation that God has given that tells us with certainty how these things came to be. We know where this universe came from. We know how it got here if we will accept the wisdom which God has given. But if we ignore that, if we deny that and insist upon going our own way and drawing our own conclusions and insisting upon drawing conclusions that are illegitimate because they are beyond our capability, it's speculation based upon what we have to study, but it goes beyond what we can legitimately conclude from our studies. We can study material, we can break it down into its component parts, we can tell you all kinds of things about what this particular thing is made up of. We can break it down into all kinds of chemicals and whatever and describe it accurately. We can take growing and living plants and animals on Earth, and we can just study them carefully and tell you a great deal about how the systems work, how they operate. We can do all that with great precision, but as soon as we start saying, now, this came to be in this way, we have stepped outside the realm of science, and we've stepped into the realm of philosophy. And we are pontificating on things that it is impossible for us to know with any certainty. It's something we're speculating about, things that cannot be proved one way or the other. The only way we can know where things came from is if we accept the report that has been given to us by the one who made it. But if you are determined that you are not going to acknowledge this one, if you have a built-in bias against acknowledging the existence of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God that is all indicated by this marvelous universe in which we live, then what are you doing? You are turning wisdom into folly, exactly what we have here. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And God sees as folly what the world often thinks is wisdom. A lot of things that we are told are absolutely not true. And we ought not to have difficulty understanding that because so many of things that we were told with strong certainty yesterday, we are told today, we've got a new understanding. We've got more knowledge, and now we say the opposite. I don't have to give you illustrations of that. I've done that in previous broadcasts, but surely I don't have to do that. You all know that. You've seen that. You observed that. Now, why would you go on putting faith in the speculations of science, the philosophies of science that have really gone beyond science, when they keep doing that to you over and over and over again? When science is kept within its proper sphere, it is a wonderful element of this world. It's a wonderful area of truth that God has given to man, and we can be so thankful for it. But as soon as the scientist steps outside of true science, that is examining and describing what he actually possesses, and begins to speculate about where it came from, he's moved into the area of philosophy, or if you please, religion. And if he denies the wisdom that God has given about where these things came from, the only possible one who can truly tell us where it came from, then his seeming wisdom immediately becomes folly. I've said before that I don't have enough faith to believe in evolution, really. It requires too much speculation. It requires, it propounds things that are so unbelievable, so incredible, that it's actually easier for me to believe God made it. God created it. But if you don't believe in God, or you won't accept the revelation of God himself in the Bible of what kind of God he is and what kind of wisdom and power he has, then you've ruled out the only information that is reliable as to origins. And what are you left with? You don't have... You're without the truth, so you come up with speculative errors that require more faith than to just believe that God did it. But of course, man has this built-in antagonism against God. And so his so-called wisdom becomes foolishness. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. God sees as utter folly what the world pronounces wise, what the world honors as wise, what the world lauds and applauds as wise. But God sees it as utter folly whenever it has ignored the revelation which God himself has graciously given. The source of wisdom is God. You've got to start there. Until tomorrow, this is Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.